Nick Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, and here she is, Manala, in the building. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, and I was listening to the song now, and then it was like all sorts of emotions. Everything was happening, and I was like, did he hurt you? Did he not? What was going on?
So trying to find love is about love, of course. It's yes. a universal language. It was about, you know, when you're in a relationship, like not a toxic relationship, but someone that you'll always remember. And then you get out of the relationship and then you keep thinking about that person that was like your all. And you keep trying to find love. And that's why I say, here we go again, here we go again. It's like the process of trying to find love again, but you keep bumping into the wrong people. So that's what it's about.
And taking you back to what was comfortable.
Yeah.
What do you think you're like to be in a relationship with?
I think I'm fun. I'm understanding. I'm lovable. I'm carefree. Yeah.
And cool. Well, you seem really, really cool. Take me back to the roots. Where did you grow up?
So I'm from Ebisho. It's a small town in the Eastern Cape. I'm a Xhosa singer-songwriter. And yeah.
And as a kid, I mean, I know that this you had an interesting journey with music because you were being pushed into different directions and then you were like gravitating back and then you were like, no, maybe I won't do music. Then you were like, yes, I have to. And it was like a trip and there was all sorts of things happening. But as a kid, were there signs that you were musically inclined? And if so, what were they? Like, would you, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes someone will tell me like they used to bang on like the bean jar or like whatever it was. Like, I don't know.
My dad was a radio DJ.
Yeah.
So music was always around in the house from like hip hop to pop to patanga. So in the house, you remember the game SingStar?
Yeah.
So we used to play SingStar. We used to play with all my cousins and I always used to win.
Huh.
So my mom was like, you should really just like go for lessons.
Because you could hit the notes on the screen. I remember it used to go like,
she was like, you know, you're really good. And all my cousins hated me after because they were like, no, we don't want to play with you anymore because you keep winning. So from there, I studied music in high school and then I moved to California at the age of 19 to study music.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's quite a thing. What do you think when you're 19 and on a plane going to California to study music? Like what kind of goes through your head?
Well, the year before, my brother was working there and I went to go visit him and I was like, you know, this is such a cool place. Like, it's Hollywood. Everyone's so cool. Everyone's an entertainer. And I was studying marketing and management at the time. I came back home and I was like, Mom, I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore. She was like, what? She's like, okay, anyway, you'll do better at what you love doing. So I studied music. At 19, I was scared. I was like, what the hell did I just do? My mom was like, well, you made your choice. Now you gotta stay there for a whole 2 years. It was scary, but it helped me grow into who I am at the moment.
What do you think was the most interesting part of those 2 years?
Finding myself as an artist and not trying to fit in and being a different musician in the world. Yeah.
Because that's an interesting space to be in, LA, kind of studying music. I mean, it's kind of like, how many movies have built their storyline around someone trying to do that?
And how many movies you actually see happen right in front of your eyes. So, yeah.
And I wonder what the difference is between figuring out your musical narrative closer to home around your parents, around your family, versus figuring out your musical narrative like very disconnected from everything that you know, especially at the age of 19.
I felt like I was such a baby and I was so used to my mom doing things for me and I was so used to yeses that I wanted a no and I wanted people to be honest with me in terms of my singing, you know, and I wanted to broaden my perspective of what music is and music performance. So I felt like it was a great platform to go study in the States rather than studying here.
Yeah, very, very cool. Yeah. Now, I've joked with your brother before. He puts up Snapchats of him like driving through the wilderness and then puts waves. And I'm like, you're actually too deep for words. And I'm getting the sense 3 minutes into this that you may be even a more intense level of artistry than what he is. Because he is super zoned into
like a whole nother human being. It takes a lot. I'm his sister and I don't even understand him sometimes. I'm just like, what?
Where are you from?
Yeah, totally.
But you also seem like you're sort of pretty, I mean, I can't picture you having ridden out the marketing thing and being like a marketing manager in a corporate scenario, whatever it is, which is a really good thing. But what do you think it is unique about your sense of artistry and your sense of what you're trying to achieve?
I'm different in the sense of I don't sound like anyone else. I don't try sound like anyone else. I don't know. I just feel like I'm different in terms of my vocals, in terms of the music that I do, especially here in South Africa. I feel like there's not a lot of R&B soul artists who actually do their own songwriting and singing and stuff. So I think that's what makes me a bit different.
Now, how focused are you on living versus living so that you can write music?
I'm 100% about living. It's first about life, health, and then the writing.
All the other stuff. So you're not like seeking out bad relationships because you know it's going to make a great song.
I wish. No, no.
Really?
No,
sometimes
no.
I worry.
Who would seek for a bad relationship?
No, I promise you. Then you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to so write so hard about it. This is what Taylor Swift's entire career has been built on, is bad relationships and then writing about them. So
I
it's not that.
To Taylor, I wouldn't know.
I figured you for such a massive fan. I've gotten this so wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So tell me about going about the business of then making it a business, because it's one thing. And then when you also, when you're studying, you're like cocooned from it a little bit because you don't have to pay a bill at the end of every month. So how did you then figure out how you're going to make it work?
I guess in school we learned about music business and about the entertainment industry, and that made me more aware of what I was getting myself into. And when I moved back home in 2016, my brother's got his own record label called Yell Entertainment, and I signed under him for him to be my mentor because he's been in the game for 10 years now.
Yeah.
So he knows what he's doing. So he basically took me under his wing, but I'm still my own person and still like Manala as an artist. But yeah, it's been interesting.
So you have contract negotiations with Anati, your brother, and you just
it's
like...
It's interesting. You should see like when we sit like boardroom
I'm
vibes.
I'm sure. Yeah.
And like, and then, take each other seriously.
Are you pretty sort of, is he pretty honest? Are you pretty honest with him on his stuff and he honest on your stuff?
We have to be, because if it wasn't that way, then I'd release things that I didn't want to release.
Mm.
And if he wasn't honest with me, then I'd be releasing a lie and I wouldn't appreciate that. And he's like my, he's so hard on me. He is so hard on me. So like, I don't feel pressured, but I'm, what's the word? I'm blessed to have him as my mentor because he's been through so much, so he can kind of guide me through the way in this industry.
Do you think it's a great time to be in the business of music? Do you think 2018 is a good year?
Yes. Music is getting so much better, especially in South Africa.
Yeah.
I feel like people are getting more of an understanding of the different types of music, so I think it's a great time, yeah.
Hanging out with the Manala, we're going to play this track of yours now called Suze.
Soze.
Soze. I knew I got it wrong. take me through sort of the journey of the song and even down to like what time this thing was recorded. Because
now
you're going to say to me it was like 3 o'clock in the morning that you made this.
No, but it was midnight. I remember it was midnight. And JR came through and my brother was like, I feel like we need a writing camp. Like, I'm going to put you and make you feel awkward and stuff like that. I was like, why would you want to make me feel awkward while I'm writing? And then he's like, because you always write by yourself. Like, I want you to like write with someone and see how it goes. So I came up with the concept of writing about what women go through. I feel like women are so disrespected, not only in the country, but like all over the world. And I was part of something called See Her last year, August, and it was for Women's Month, and we were talking about femicide and stuff. So the song is basically about a man who has taken a woman's dignity away and made her feel like less of a woman. And she finally gains the strength to tell him soze, which means never. So soze kule means you'll never grow. Because just because you're a man doesn't give you the authority to mistreat me or disrespect me. So yeah, that's what the song's about.
Pretty apt for the world that we're living in today and the conversations we're seeing happening now that have never happened before.
Yeah.
And the narratives that are taking place now that have never taken place before. So recorded at midnight. this is what Manala's voice sounds like at midnight. You know, when most people are snoring, here she is sounding so eloquent. Yeah, with amazing vocals. More with her other side of this. So Very cool. It's Manala hanging out, and she is in the building talking to us in the flesh about being this musical rock star that she is, and is well on the way to becoming more with her next. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. So, I mean, it's pretty exciting to be you right now. You got some great music. You certainly have a great reference point in terms of the different people that you are working with and collaborating with. And it seems like you're figuring out what specifically your voice is, because I would imagine that's like the most important thing. Like, well, what am I versus what is everybody else?
True. So I would say I'm very influenced by Amy Winehouse. Mm. I love how raw she was. So in terms of my vocal style, I would say I sound a bit like her. But I've always also got like an R&B touch to me. So it's like, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Because I also have like different accents when I sing. Like I do like a Jamaican accent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
So what is the big plan for 2018? I mean, we've got 10 months left, so let's make them count, Joe.
So for 2018, I recently just released my music video for Soze 2 weeks ago. I'm working on my EP to give people more of an understanding of who Manala is and the sounds that I want people to attach to me. And yeah, more visuals.
Hmm.
Definitely.
And tell me about the role of sort of social media in that, in terms of seeing how people are receiving you and figuring out what people want more of, less of. Do you care? Don't you care? Is it great to see some of the messages you get?
It's been amazing. I'm with Trying to Find Love, it wasn't that great because people were like, oh, who is this girl?
Yeah.
Where did she come from? And I guess with Soz, it was great that I put some Xhosa into it because, you know, African people could relate to what I was saying. And also women could relate to the message
yeah.
that I was saying.
Yeah.
So I've gotten a better response with Soz, and especially after I released the visuals for it. It's been amazing. But you know, people care. People act like they don't care, but people care what people think.
Yeah, no, so, this is. I'm glad that you're saying that, because people go and they look at the comments on things.
Yeah,
that's how life works.
It's touching. Yeah. It's very touching.
And they see what people have said when they've done interviews and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I mean, this is amazing, actually, that there's only really two massive sort of pieces of work so far.
Yeah.
It's really, really exciting. But then again, I mean, look, you're born in 1994, so there's plenty of things that have
lots
to come ahead. If people have learned one thing about you from this interview, what do you want the really big takeaway to be?
I want people to learn that I'm a dedicated singer, songwriter, and I'm ready to make my wave and way in this music industry.
You and your brother in waves, eh? This word waves, waves, waves.
No, like he says vibes. He says vibes.
Yeah, vibes.
And he says, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Vibes.
And the parents must be super proud of you, eh?
My mom's our number one supporter.
Really?
She's also our manager, so yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. So it's really a Kardashian situation happening
wow,
there.
Wow.
But in a good way, not in a bad kind of act.
Gotcha.
In a good way. How do we find you all over social? I was looking at your Instagram just now.
Oh, wow.
Why were you twerking yesterday?
I don't twerk.
Well, I mean, what was this?
Why were you looking at my Insta? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's Insta story.
I was cooling on a Sunday. That's what I was doing.
Okay.
I was cooling on. Why
loco.
You got to embarrass me like that?
My sissy and I are a bit loco. This is just like on the patio.
Thank you, Ari. Just, thank you.
I mean, this is
thank
your Instagram.
You
it's every,
you.
Everyone can see this.
But
it's
you just had
like
to put it on air now.
Revealing.
What if the people don't... Now they can follow me and
yeah,
see
they
me.
Should. Yeah, you're great to follow.
Wow, thanks.
What is the
hope
handle?
Hope you follow now.
There's even a phone number here, but this isn't your direct line.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. So what are your handles?
So my handle is at @MA_NALA. That's also for Twitter. And my Facebook page is Manala Music with a Z.
Very cool. And you've been busy the past couple of days. Yeah. I see lots of different interviews and things happening and some
stop stalking me right in front of me.
Stills from the video. No, this is the best thing to do is to have a look at someone's Instagram while you were invested in this video. They were like watching
Jeez,
all the
wow.
scenes back.
Thank you.
It's very, very
the
cool.
Attention.
I'm loving doing this, by the way. And then you're at the beach. There's just so much happening.
Oh my gosh,
okay.
Yeah,
Manala, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
And excited to see what's next. CliffCentral.com.